長文問題5
Make your own hazard map. In Japan, there are many natural disasters, including typhoons, earthquakes, and heavy rains. Imagine that a big typhoon is coming to your city. Do you know where you should go? Do you know people who can help you? If you have this information,You can act quickly and calmly in an emergency. Your city government may have a hazard map which tells you about dangerous places. But it is important to make your own hazard map too. It should have not only dangerous places, but also some other important places near your house. For example, you should add a place to meet your family.Or ways to go to evacuation sites. You must think about protecting yourself from disasters. How can you make your own hazard map that is useful in an emergency? First, visit the website of your city and check evacuation sites near your house with your family and neighbors. Some people should go to a school, and other people should go to a community center.Next, share information about dangerous places. For example, someone may say, "This road will be underwater when we have heavy rain." After talking with each other, walk around your area to do field work. It is a good idea to put pictures of the dangerous places on your map. So take a camera with you.Children and elderly people need to go with you because they may notice other dangers you miss. You should also decide which places you will check before going. By doing so, you can finish quickly. After the fieldwork, make a map with all of the information you collected. In an emergency, you may have some problems you cannot solve by yourself.In this case, you will need to work together with your neighbors. It is easy to help each other if you know them well. So, why don't you greet your neighbors first to connect with them? Making the map will also give you chances to talk more with your neighbors. Good communication will make our society stronger against disasters.